Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast for The Foreigner at the Little Theater of Alexandria. The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, directed by Frank Pasqualino, produced by Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell. The Foreigner plays through October 3rd, so there's not much time left. Hurry up and get your tickets at thelittletheater.com or call the box office at 703-683-0496. Once again, we're going to talk to some of the actors and find out how it is they got involved in this production of The Foreigner. Okay, so we are now here with...
Molly Wise.
Who plays...
Betty Meeks.
Yes. And so I'd like to know, Molly, a little bit about how did you get involved with this production of The Foreigner?
Well, our director, Frank Pasqualino, saw me in a one-act... Actually, the same night you were performing in a one-act
yes.
that he directed as well. And we all went out for breakfast after, and he mentioned that he was directing this show, and I said, but Frank, Betty's much, much older than I am. And he said, well, he wasn't sure what age he was going to cast it, and he said the call was going to be for a range of ages, so I showed up and auditioned.
And did you know about the show, like, have you read the show before, seen the show before?
I had not seen it. I, of course, read it before I showed up for auditions.
Right, right.
And I was delighted because I think it's a sweet and original sort of comedy that has some elements that I've never seen in any other comedy. I didn't realize what a big hit it had been off Broadway. It's about I moved from New York to Washington, D.C. in 1983, which is about the time the show was first produced off Broadway and got an Obie.
Right.
Broadway,
right.
Whatever that award is.
Right.
So I kind of missed it in my transition, I guess, from there to here.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your background in theater? Have you been doing this for a long time? Is this something? Is this just a side thing, or is this like your life, or what? You know, what's the deal with theater and you?
Well, as they say on Facebook, it's complicated. It's something I've done since I was a kid because my parents were theater folks in community theater in Richmond, Virginia. And so whenever they needed a kid, they called one of the Collison kids. And then I tried not to do it for a while during college and after college. And then I just sort of realized I was miserable not doing it. So I got a master's in theater and went to New York and did it for a number of years, had a wonderful time, and then got married and moved to Washington, D.C., thinking, oh, well, I can keep doing that here. And at the time, 25 years ago, there really wasn't much theater. It wasn't the theater town it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I happily dropped back and had two babies and raise them, which is what I really, that was my career aspiration, was to be a mom. It's not very fashionable, but it was what I wanted to do.
Well, yeah, we need moms.
Yes, we do. We all do
no
need
doubt
them.
About that.
Everyone needs a mother.
Yeah.
And a father.
Yeah.
I've found. So, anyway, that was a really lovely phase. And then when I have a daughter who acts, and so about 4 years ago, she wanted to audition for A Christmas Carol, and I was driving her to the auditions, and I said, what the heck am I doing? If I'm going to drive her back and forth, I could audition. So I auditioned for a show. We got in Christmas Carol playing mother and daughter.
Oh.
And that was my first step back into the
arena.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right.
Fun.
Very cool. Very cool.
I keep getting older and older parts, though. It's very disturbing. I keep wondering why I'm not still getting the 30-year-old parts I had when I left New York. You know. So.
Well, this part, though, I mean, the crowd seemed to absolutely love Betty. I mean,
they associate
with her.
I had no idea that she was such a sympathetic character. Even I'm ashamed to say, even as I studied the role, I just studied it from Betty's point of view, and she is at a point in her life that is tender. I think people recognize that she's adding up what her life has been about, and I think anyone can, at any age, can understand that that's a That's a tender thing to be doing, and so having the foreigner come into her life is probably, it's more important to her than anybody else.
Yeah.
And the audience sort of sees the experience primarily through her. They see the humor through all of the people, but the real need for him is from Betty, I think. And that's why it's really dear to play her. They just almost breathe with the character. Amazing to
it's
me.
It's true. It's definitely
just
true.
Just amazing.
Well, thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate you talking to us. And you've been doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. Keep up the good work for the rest of the run here.
It's been fun to work with a rising new star named Matthew Hartman. I mean, I tell you.
We'll see. We'll see how high that star rises.
No, I won't go on. I won't blow burst your ego into any further.
That's good. Yeah, I need to be able to fit on the stage.
That's right.
Like
that's right. So. You want to be able to get between the entrances. Yeah. So anyway, it was fun.
All right. Great. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
All right, so now we are here with
John McCracken,
who plays
Froggy LeSueur.
That's right. So, John, tell me a little bit, how did you get involved in this production of The Foreigner?
Well, I met Frank about a year ago through a one-act play that we did, Lone Star. And it was actually somewhat by chance because I guess he was having trouble filling the third role in that one-act play, and he had looked around numerous other places and people he knew to find someone for the show. Eventually, it was on a trip to the beach with his family. His niece brought a friend, and that friend is someone I work with, and he had casually mentioned he was looking for an actor for the show. And she came back to work and said, "Hey, you're an actor, right?"
So six degrees of John McCracken.
6 degrees of John McCracken. Yeah. Who knows? And by the way, Frank knows Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
Who knows?
So therefore, yeah, right. So you knew Frank.
I knew Frank, and we did that show. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And then The Foreigner came around.
Really early season.
Foreigner came about. A year later, and Frank asked me to come out and audition. One thing I thought was funny during the audition process is he asked me about accents, and he specifically asked me if I could do a Cockney accent, and I said no.
And very, that's very your character is,
and now I
totally Cockney. Yeah.
So I got a kick out of that when I was cast as Froggy. I'm like, okay, I did a British accent similar to the one that you do in the show,
right?
When you asked me to do a British accent, that's how we got hooked up.
So that's it. So did you know this show at all, The Foreigner? Had you seen it or read it?
I had not.
Nothing about it.
No, I've heard of The Nerd, the other show by Larry Hsu, but I haven't seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what to expect, but once I read the script and saw the character, I was really excited about it.
And how has it been so far? Has it met all of your expectations?
It's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's been awesome. It's been a really fun show to be a part of.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, you do a great job, man.
Oh, thank you.
And what you do. So keep it up, and we've got more shows now. We're in about almost the middle of the run, I think.
Yeah, middle of the run. A lot more shows to go.
Yeah, definitely. So, tell people that they should come and see the show.
You should come and see the show because it's awesome. So
that's good.
Well, I'm convinced.
Yeah. don't take my lack of enthusiasm right now. It's
no
anything against the show. Now I'm just tired.
Tired. It is Sunday, right before matinee on Sunday.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm gonna have a Red Bull or something, eat some of this candy, and
good.
I'll be ready to go.
All right. Yeah. Some of the dressing room candy. That sounds like a good idea. All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, we are here with...
I'm Nathan Tatro.
Good. And Nathan, you play...
Ellard Sims.
Yeah. So, Nathan, tell us a little bit, how did you get involved with this production of The Foreigner?
Well, I just come off a run of The Producers on Broadway with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick. I was Franz Liebkin. And Frank happened to see the show. Oh, you mean really?
Yeah, I meant for real. Sorry. Didn't they stop doing the show, like, 10 years ago or
sure
something
did,
like that?
Sure
okay,
did.
Just making sure.
I was still performing it.
Oh!
I didn't want to stop.
You just kept going and going.
I was a trooper.
That's good.
For anything for my art. and I moved here for grad school in August 2005, and in 2006, I auditioned for a show here at LTA that Frank was directing. It was called Love, Sex, and the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cast, so I did that show with Frank, and then I did Bye Bye Birdie with Frank at St. Mark's Players. And then I did Godspell with Frank at the Atlas Performing Arts Center.
I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah. So I'd done a few shows with Frank before, and he emailed me to see if I was interested in auditioning for this one, and I did, and I was cast, and here I am.
Wow.
Being interviewed by you.
Yeah, that's right. So have you done any shows around here without Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one else will cast me.
Yeah.
I just did, I ended in May a run of Parade by Jason Robert Brown, and that was at St. Mark's Players.
Okay.
And that was directed by Natalie Safely, and she's not Frank Pasqualino. yet, or has been for a while.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense because they have different names. So what is what's your background in theater? I mean, did you go? You said you came here for grad school. Is that for theater?
No, I'm getting my PhD in developmental psychology.
Oh,
so
that's not theater at all.
Not at all. Theater. I did theater in high school, and then I got a scholarship for it in college. So I had to continue doing it in college to keep that money because money's the only reason I ever do theater.
Just, like, of course,
community theater.
These community theaters
pay me too much.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable cashing those checks, and I get these looks from the tellers. They think they're forged because, I mean, when the dollar amount surpasses X,
right?
Everyone's a little anxious.
Sure.
Offering me security to go to my car and everything.
Yeah.
If I drove.
It's nice of you.
So.
To them.
Yeah.
What?
So, I did theater through college, and that was fun. And I did. I was in an opera in Pittsburgh. And I moved here for grad school, and this is the fifth show I've done in 4 years while trying to complete a PhD.
Oh, wow. So how's that going? Like, do you have a day job, or are you a full-time student?
I was a full-time student until last September, so September of 2008, and I started a part-time job with Apple Tree Institute for Education Innovation.
It's an
educational nonprofit in D.C. I started there part-time last fall while finishing my classes and teaching 3 classes at Mason. And then I went full-time with my job in January of 2009. So I'm done with my coursework, and now I just have to think about comprehensive exams and dissertation.
Wow. So in your free time, what do you do?
I'm interviewed by people wearing Steelers jerseys.
Right. That must be awesome.
I do. I sleep.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
That sounds good.
I read.
It doesn't seem like you would have any free time at all with what you're saying, all the stuff that you do in the shows and everything like that.
When I'm not in shows, I make free time.
Oh, okay.
But this is what I do with my free time, is do shows.
Do shows. Well, great. Well, how has this experience been for you? Did you know the show at all before you auditioned?
I knew the premise, and I think I may have read a page or two here or there because my undergrad did it the year before I matriculated into Lycoming. So they, all the people, the other students who had been cast, who were cast in that show, they would talk about it a lot, and so I think I went and I read about it, but I'd never seen it performed.
And how has the experience been for you so far?
It's been great. When I auditioned, I didn't really know the show too well, so I didn't, necessarily want a specific character. I just put down a few names that I'd seen in the script, and I didn't even know who Ellard was.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was reading through the part at callbacks, it was hilarious, and it's been a while since I've had a role that just gets easy laughs, just mm-hmm. because the character himself, he's endearing, and he's stupid, and stupid is funny.
Yeah, that's for sure. The audience sure does sympathize with him. They seem to love him.
Oh yeah, we all love a dullard.
Yeah. Who couldn't?
That's why I like you so much.
Oh, thanks, man. That's really nice.
It's your BFF.
Wait a minute, are you saying... Well, anyway, you do a great job so far, and keep it up in the run here. What do we got? Like 10 shows left, 11 shows left, something like that?
Your math is better than mine. Right, I'm just here for the ride. I'll stop when we stop coasting. I don't know.
Well, that sounds good.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Nathan. I appreciate you talking to us.
Should I shake your hand?
You could. Let's just say that you did.
I did. Okay. Right.
That was nice. Yeah. Thanks for shaking my hand.
You're welcome.
Hey. That's a neat dance you're doing right now. Wow. You sure are gifted at dancing.
I do have a background in psychology, and I can help you with those visual hallucinations.
I was doing a thing because they can't see anything, so we were pretending.
That's not the camera?
No.
Then why am I putting on all this makeup?
I have no idea.
Because I enjoy it.
Ah. I'm gonna go now.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thank you if you've come out and seen the show already. We appreciate all the support we've been getting from the audience. And if you haven't seen the show yet, hurry up. We close on October 3rd. That's this coming Saturday. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can go to thelittletheater.com or give the box office a call at 703-683-0496. Thanks to everyone who helped out on the podcast this week and to everyone who's come to see the show. We really appreciate it. Take care, everyone. Bye.